USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Debate continues in the House of Representatives as the chamber considers a challenge to the electoral vote of Pennsylvania. Debate continues in the House of Representatives as the chamber considers a challenge to the electoral vote of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry and Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley raised the objection of the Commonwealth's votes being counted. The Senate voted 92-7 to reject the challenge. Both chambers also rejected a challenge to Arizona's votes earlier in the evening. The counting of electoral votes was delayed several hours Wednesday as protesters breached the Capitol building. D.C. Metropolitan Police say that four people died during the unrest at the Capitol. One woman who was shot by Capitol Police inside the building died of her injuries, along with three others who died of medical emergencies in the area. Police officials say they've arrested at least 52 people, most of those related to curfew violations. The city remains under a curfew until 6 a.m. Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.